One of the reasons I wanted to sit down with you today was to talk more about something you mentioned in our initial interview for the newsletter. In there, you mentioned that some of your research interest is helping students develop listening comprehension skills so that they're able to understand authentic French. Would you talk a bit about why this is a research interest for you and also how you've helped transform how French is taught in RLL?
Well, that's a big question. Let me focus more on the development of listening skills and cultural awareness through the use of videos that I implemented in the program back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
At that time, what was the motivation for this? Well, at that time, textbooks came with an audio program, and that was it. There was nothing visual. The approach that was taken in textbooks and teaching was that students were only exposed to structures and vocabulary that had already been presented. So, for example, if students had only learned the present tense, so I eat or I am eating, je mange, I speak or I'm speaking, je parle, or vous parlez, vous mangez, you speak, you eat. The thing was, you would not talk to them about past events. You would not use j'ai parlé, I spoke, j'ai mangé, I ate. So you were limited to the language you did use. Students had been expressing some frustration in their evaluations with the content of the courses. They wanted more culture. I became aware of the problem in our approach to teaching listening when I taught and then directed our summer program for French 232, which at that time was held in Tours in France. And we had students who were very motivated to begin with and would go out and try to talk to people. And they were frustrated because they couldn't understand what they were getting back.
Mm.
So it became apparent to me that this approach wasn't working. I changed the textbooks and decided I needed to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to get a grant to support graduate students to work on the project with me. And I was lucky over a couple of years I was able to finance the participation of, I think it was 4 graduate students. There were 2 who were particularly working on it for a long time. And we developed, it was to identify authentic video segments. We're looking at 1 to 5 minute segments,
mm-hmm.
That's it. Or very near authentic. So it might have been semi-scripted, but and then with a rich cultural background. So generally, often it would be people doing something, going into a bakery or being invited to somebody's house for dinner. And then developing guides that were viewing guides and listening guides to help students notice things and to help them to hypothesize from the situation, from the context, what might be said. So sometimes they would view without listening to sound.
Mm-hmm.
And then help them, depending on the situation, you listen for different things. So
mm-hmm.
It might just be we were helping them through these guides to get the gist.
Mm-hmm.
So what was going on?
Learning in context.
Yeah, exactly.
Well. Mm-hmm.
And in others, picking out key words, and then from those key words, kind of putting it together. Or maybe it would be something very specific. It might be if they were listening to a weather report. I mean, really, here, if you're listening to a weather report and you want to know what's the weather in Ann Arbor going to be, and you hear a bunch of cities, you don't need to listen to everything. All you need to hear is Ann Arbor and then identify a couple numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's teaching them different strategies for different things. And what was particularly rewarding about this was that we were able to have an impact study to evaluate it. It just so happened, because we had put in a new textbook that year, we needed to renorm the placement test. And so the placement test was given in all the courses. The video component had been really focusing on French 102. We tried it in 101, we didn't have enough, it didn't work well.
Mm-hmm.
And as it happened in 102, we couldn't use the video in all of the classes. There were only, at that time, we didn't have videos, VCRs in the classrooms, forget computers, but we certainly didn't have VCRs.
And this was the late 80s, right?
This is the late 80s, beginning 90s even.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had The Language Lab, it was called the Language Lab at that time, now the Language Resource Center, had two video carts for the entire building. French 102 wasn't the only one that wanted carts. Mm-hmm. There were also some of our classes were held in other places on campus. We also, it's important to say, the enrollments in the first year were much higher, so I had a very good sample size here. Mm-hmm. I think these days students are placing much higher. But it turned out that only half of the classes could use a video. So we had an experimental group, the group that used video, and the control group, the group that didn't. And on the placement test, the students who had used video, it showed that their results on the listening component of the test were significantly higher than those who were in the control group. And the difference was equivalent to roughly half a semester of conventional instruction.
Wow.
There was also, I did a survey, a questionnaire, to get at students, the impact of the video on students' cultural awareness and their anxiety associated with listening. And there were a bunch of statements to which students expressed their degree of agreement or disagreement. There was a much higher, and again, significantly higher degree of agreement for the students who were in the video group on the items, it's necessary to learn about French culture and customs in order to understand the French language and use it appropriately. They also expressed a much stronger agreement than the ones who hadn't used video on the item, I have a better idea how to deal with everyday situations in France. Most of these videos did take place in France, by the way. And then also on the items indicating their awareness of similarities between French and Americans and also their differences. One of the things that had thrown me when I first saw the results was they also expressed a much higher degree of agreement on the item, I get nervous when I don't understand every word I hear in French.
Mm-hmm.
And then it occurred to me, aha, the students who didn't use video, because the language of the textbooks and the teachers is much more controlled, they understand most of what's said.
Mm-hmm.
Students who used video, we were trying to teach them strategies to get around what they didn't know. But they were hearing a lot of language they didn't understand, mm-hmm. that they didn't know. So mm-hmm. that was it.